Practice 10. Part 1. Page 48. Access to information from written texts. Sipori.
Wherever you travel in Israel, there is something special to see. Sipori in the Lower Galilee is no exception. At different times in history, different communities have lived in this ancient spot. The many archaeological ruins reflect this fact. There are a number of ruins dating from the Roman period. These ruins are in good condition, possibly because the Jews of Sipori made peace with the Romans during the time of the Jewish revolt, thus protecting the town from destruction. A small amphitheatre, with only 4,500 stone seats, shows that the theatre was a popular pastime. The streets and cardo, the area of shops which was identified by its columns, have the remains of buildings with mosaic floors. On the stones of the street you can see the ruts made by the carts that used them, and on one stone is an engraved menorah. In one of the largest rooms in this area, archaeologists found a still colourful mosaic floor, which was almost whole. The scenes there are hunting scenes and scenes of the Nile River. The ancient synagogue also has a mosaic floor. The pictures on this floor include the four seasons of the year, as well as the signs of the zodiac. These are interesting, but perhaps a bit strange for a synagogue, as they are not associated with the Jewish faith. The mosaic of a beautiful woman, known as the Mona Lisa of the Galilee, was found on the floor of the largest villa in the town. This home probably belonged to the governor of the town. The Mona Lisa has become the logo for products such as soaps, body lotions, and natural oils packaged in Sipori. One other ruin in Sipori that should be visited is the citadel. This citadel was built during the Crusader period and was used as a watchtower. It had a perfect view of the entire Lower Galilee and continued to be used by the Turks after they defeated the Crusaders. Today, the climb to the top is worthwhile. Inside, visitors can find many computers programmed to tell the history of Sipori and explanations of the many buildings and mosaics found there.